Welcome to the Voice of God Daily, where Reverend Dr. Brad Miller, biblical scholar and pastor, shares a little bit of Bible to feed your soul and a prayer to bless your day. Jesus said in the scriptures, "Today you will hear the voice of God through the words of the gospel spoken aloud." Now, listen and be filled with God's word.
Hello, good people, and let me welcome you to the Voice of God Daily. My name is Reverend Dr. Brad Miller, and I've been a pastor for over 40 years and a lifelong student of the Bible. And I believe that a bit of the Bible in your ear is the best way to start your day. And I'm here to speak God's holy word into your ears. Every day by 6 a.m. Eastern Time for no more than 10 minutes, I will read a passage from the New Testament from the Revised Common Lectionary. I'll read it from a modern English translation. Then we will pause and we will pray for your day. I will recommend resources that can help you go deeper and get a bigger bite of the Bible. You can go to thevoiceofgoddaily.com and download our free ABC Bible Study Guide, for instance, which is your companion to the Voice of God Daily. My mission is to get a bit of the Bible in the ears of a million people. You can help us accomplish that mission by going to Apple Podcasts and subscribing to the Voice of God Daily. And of course, tell your friends about what you hear. Now, let's hear the word of the Lord. The word of God for Friday, February 11, 2022, reading from the Revised Common Lectionary. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 17 through chapter 2, verse 3, reading from the Message. You call out to God for help, and He helps. He's a good Father that way. But don't forget, He's also a responsible Father and won't let you get away with sloppy living. Your life is a journey you must travel with a deep consciousness of God. It costs God plenty to get you out of that dead end, empty-headed life you grew up in. He paid with Christ's sacred blood, you know. He died like an unblemished sacrificial lamb. And this was no afterthought, even though it only has lately, at the end of the ages, become public knowledge. God always knew He was going to do this for you. It's because of this sacrificed Messiah, whom God then raised from the dead and glorified, that you trust God, that you know you have a future in God. Now that you've cleaned up your lives by following the truth, love one another as if your lives depended on it. Your new life is not like your old life. Your old birth came from mortal sperm. Your new birth comes from God's living word. Just think, a life conceived by God Himself. That's why the prophet said, the old life is a grass life. Its beauty as short-lived as wildflowers. Grass dries up, flowers wilt. God's word goes on and on forever. This is the word that conceived the new life in you. So clean house. Make a clean sweep of malice and pretense, envy and hurtful talk. You've had a taste of God. Now, like infants at the breast, drink deep of God's pure kindness. Then you'll grow up mature and whole in God. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. On the Voice of God Daily, we love to share resources which can help you go deeper in your study of scriptures. The book, The Passion Play, Living the Story of Christ's Last Days, by Reverend Rob Fuquay, the pastor of the St. Luke's United Methodist Church in Indianapolis, Indiana, is just such a resource, particularly as we come up upon Lent of the year 2022. Jesus' passion story is presented each Lent in countless churches every year, but there is one play presented by the inhabitants of a small village called Oberammergau in Bavaria, Germany, is the longest-running performance of all, and it's staged every 10 years since 1634, and the play makes an impact not only on the villagers who portray the characters, but on all who see it. And in the book, The Passion Play, Rob Fuquay follows the biblical story of the Passion and shows how this amazing play has been used both as a ritual of praise and later as a weapon through its anti-Semitic past. The book makes a perfect six-week Lenten group study when paired with the leader guide and the DVD. And it's all filmed in location in Germany and includes behind-the-scenes footage of the production. I have this resource. I commend it to you. Perfect for your personal Lenten Bible study and or your church's small group Bible study. I commend it to you. It's called The Passion Play, Living the Story of Christ's Last Days by Rob Fuquay. The connection to get this resource is through cokesbury.com/thepassionplay. And we'll put links to that in our show notes here. Let's take a deep breath and have a prayer. Perfect light of revelation, as you shone in the life of Jesus, whose epiphany we celebrate, so shine in us and through us, that we may become beacons of truth and compassion, enlightening all creation with deeds of justice and mercy. Amen.
Wish to go deeper into today's scripture? Please download the free Bible study guide at voiceofgoddaily.com. The Voice of God Daily can be heard on Apple Podcasts and at voiceofgoddaily.com. Would you be so kind as to share the good news of the Voice of God Daily with the people in your life who need to hear a good word? Your next opportunity to hear the Voice of God Daily podcast with your host, Reverend Dr. Brad Miller, is tomorrow morning. Thanks for listening to God's fulfilling word.